Stones have something to tell you. Now, here's Jim Kerr with special guests Mick Jagger and Keith Richards.
Hi, I'm Jim Kerr on iHeartRadio, and I'm joined by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards as the Rolling Stones are about to make a big announcement. And when I say the Rolling Stones are about to make a big announcement, I mean that. We have Mick Jagger with us, and Mick, take it away.
Hi, Jim. Well, it's my pleasure to announce our tour of the United States for next year. We're very excited about coming back to the United States. We start in April 20th in Miami, Florida, to June 21st, where we're in Chicago.
Well, Keith, what can we expect when we see you next year?
Man, first off, it's great to be there playing back in America, actually. I mean, it's been a while. So basically our stomping ground from, you know, the early 60s, you know, so I almost feel like I'm coming home. We finished off a few months ago in Europe, and they've just felt so good that when they said, you want to do the States, you know, and yeah, because I didn't want to get off, you know, I mean, I thought we were just getting going.
The band has been on a pretty consistent roll when it comes to performing with tours, making each of the last 7 years. So how do the Rolling Stones, instead of dialing it down, keep turning it up?
We've been pretty regularly on the road. We've not been doing like long stints. You know, we've been doing more short ones. And last year we did a lot in the UK and a little bit in Europe. With this similar stage setup, though, we have changed it for the United States. So we're keeping our hand in and not getting too rusty, I hope. You know, haven't been to quite a few of these places in a while.
But what are the, you know, I mean, you have fun on the stage, but it's also work. What are the biggest challenges when it comes to playing stadiums as opposed to arenas? I mean,
actually, when it comes down to it, if it's stadiums, it's the weather, which way the wind's blowing, how hot or cold it is. It makes a lot of difference. Indoors is preferable because it's a controlled environment. But anyway, even if it rains, I really don't mind. You know, I mean, we work well in the rain.
This fascinates all of us. I mean, it really does, because you're just one of the world's most energetic performers. What's your personal training regimen like to get ready for those gigantic big stages?
Well, pretty stupidly, I made the stage even wider and a bit longer.
Oh, thanks a lot, Mick.
Between these tours, I have to keep a sort of plateau of fitness, so that after I talk to you, I'm probably going to go into the gym. So, I mean, I do some gym every day. I do a little bit of sprints and jogs, and I do dancing.
But if Mick can do it, I can do it.
You guys can do a lot. You know, this year, we've seen a lot of pretty prominent artists announced that they were embarking on farewell tours. Elton John, Bob Seger, Kiss.
Yeah, I heard all of that, and probably it's true, but they've said that about Stones tours, so I can't remember.
You have never said that. You have never said this.
No, other people have always said this could be the last one, you know, blah, blah, blah. Eventually, I never think about it that way. No, it's this is a hello again tour, you know.
Mick, how do you decide which cities that you're going to visit? For example, on this tour, you're playing Jacksonville, Florida, and you haven't been there since the Steel Wheels tour in 1989.
But, you know, you want to pick the towns that you haven't been for a while, you know. Last time we toured a lot in the UK, and a lot of those towns we had been in a very, very long time. So you pick towns that you haven't visited, like last year or something, would be the sensible way of doing it.
Yeah, I know. I didn't realize it was that long, you know. The last one, the zip code one, was a lot of places that were not normally on the circuit, so as to speak. And we've kind of continued over the little, you know, with this tour.
Well, Keith, is there a favorite tour?
It's impossible to pick one out. It's like picking out a favorite show after all this time. When it comes down to it, they're all favorite, and probably my favorite is going to be the next one, you know.
Well, do you have to take into consideration where you're going when you're preparing a set list? For instance, would there be a separate set list for the United Kingdom than maybe there would be the United States?
It would be slightly different. You know, if I do my research, I can see that there's certain songs that might be popular in one place, say slightly different songs in France might be more popular than, say, in Britain. Mm. And, I mean, not all of them, but there are slightly regional variations. So, I mean, I'm not slavishly taking those into account, but I do look at it and go, well, yeah, that's big song here, so we can do that instead of this one.
As you look forward to the No Filter tour, Keith, what songs are you most looking forward to performing?
I find that usually what happens that in the weeks before when we're rehearsing, I let it kind of develop then when we're all together and, you know, you get the feel of the whole thing. So I wouldn't dream of making any particular hardcore decisions right now about what we start with or what one I would sing or blah. You wait until all the guys are together in order to sort that out.
But do you lobby for any specific songs? Do you say sometimes, oh, you know, we haven't done this one in a while, I really love it?
Oh, yes, I do. I do push a few in, like Under My Thumb, we started on again, and I had an old one we did called Cry to Me, which is an old Solomon Burke song, which I broke into rehearsals. It didn't make it yet on stage, but I'm going to keep pushing that one.
Mick, what's the meaning behind calling the tour No Filter?
It's supposed to mean that it's pretty straight ahead and no frills.
Okay, I thought maybe it was the way that Keith likes his cigarettes.
Yeah, I'm sure he would like the cigarettes like that, but even Keith smokes cigarettes with filters. So, it's supposed to be no frills, I think. Yeah, that's the idea.
Okay, well, thank you so much. And the tickets will go on sale for all of the shows on Friday, November 30th. And it begins with Miami at the Hard Rock Stadium Saturday, April 20th, and ends in Chicago at Soldier Field on Friday, June 21st. And continue to prove to the world that you are, in fact, the world's greatest rock and roll band. Mick Jagger, thank you so much.
Nice to talk to you, Jim. Thank you.
Thank you, Keith.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
Make sure to listen to Rolling Stones Radio on iHeartRadio for all the latest on the No Filter Tour. And coming soon, your chance to win a once-in-a-lifetime Rolling Stones Tour experience.
One, two, three.
Three is three on Q1043.
With me, Ken Dashow. So great news.